Canadian Center MSG free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
Zach McAllister, the new pitcher in for Reno. He'll have the sixth as the Aces trail it 4-3. Jake Shiner to lead off. He's a big part of that lead. Hit a three-run shot in the bottom of the first inning. So here's McAllister for the first pitch. The sidewinder offers a fastball up and away for ball one. Zach McAllister out of Peoria, Illinois. A fastball is in there at 85. Third-round selection by the Yankees in 2006. Was with Cleveland from 2012 to 2017, a mainstay in their bullpen. And the next one is out, ball two. Best season coming in 2017 at a 2.61 ERA in 50 appearances. Now McAllister set. At the belt, here's the pitch. Shiner swings and fouls it to the screen. It's 2-2. Bottom of the sixth inning in a seven-inning game one of a twin bill. Here's the pitch. Got him swinging. A fastball, and Shiner is down on strikes to start the sixth. McAllister, 35 years of age. The oldest player on this Reno roster right now. By the way, Luis Frias got the call up to Arizona. First pitch is in there, called strike. Made the trip today. Next one down, one ball, one strike. To Mason McCoy. 0-for-1, walked in the first, his only time on. Struck out in the third. The pitch swung on and popped up. Right center field, Canzone dashing over. Now it's Fletcher making the call for out number two. And here's Nick Solak. Solak taps home plate, now waving the bat on his back right shoulder. Big leg kick. And first one is in there, a called strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch, off speed, in there, and a great one, a called strike. Final line for Tommy Henry, 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. Next one, called, strike three. McAllister gets 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning. Aces with their last ups. They'll go 8-9-1. Canzone, Alexander, Fletcher in the top of the seventh. 4-3 game. Can the Aces make the comeback? Stick with us. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
April 15th marks Jackie Robinson's historic MLB debut. Robinson's courage blazed a trail for all of America. Join us at Greater Nevada Field on April 15th as we commemorate Jackie Robinson Day. First pitch is set for 4:05, but get here early for a special pregame ceremony. Get your tickets today by visiting RenoAces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Riley O'Brien will be in for the save situation in the top of the seventh. O'Brien from the College of Idaho made his MLB debut in 2021 back in September, the eighth round selection by the Rays in 2017. One appearance so far this season against Oklahoma City, went 1 2/3, and now in a save situation. First pitch at 94 is inside for ball one. The Aces trail by one to the Rainiers. Dominic Canzone responsible for driving in all three runs for the Aces. On a three-run homer to left, swings and flies one foul. Stumpo getting warm in the pen, just in case. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. One ball, one strike. Canzone, the three-run homer in the second. Flew out to right his last time. Takes a slider inside for ball two. Alexander in the nine hole waiting on deck. Two doubles today. One in the second, one in the fourth. O'Brien set at the belt. Kicks and fires. Fastball inside. Three balls and a strike. And right now, more than anything, Canzone trying to be a table setter and get on to flip the lineup over. O'Brien ready. Here's the pitch. Swings and fouls one first base side. 3-2. O'Brien, 6'4", 28 years of age. A career 3.75 ERA in the minors. The 3-2. Swung on and lined foul. He last pitched on Friday. Or Saturday, excuse me. Here comes the 3-2. Ball four on a fastball inside. Canzone's aboard in the top of the seventh. And so there you go. Here comes Blaze Alexander. One on, nobody out. The tying run on first. And Blaze Alexander representing the go-ahead run. Nobody out, man on first, top of the seventh. 4-3, Rainiers have the advantage. It's Riley O'Brien on for his first save opportunity of his 2023 season. Does not have a save in his whole minor league career. The first pitch is down and away, ball one. 420 strikeouts in his career and 386 innings pitched. And there you go. You heard it over the loudspeaker. Jake Hager will be the pinch runner for Reno at first. In for Dominic Canzone, who led things off with a walk, did his job. Blaze Alexander stands in, back-to-back doubles, 2-for-2 today in game one. Again, this is the top of the seventh for game one. We're only playing seven today in two games. Great breaking ball, but misses outside. Even better take from Blaze Alexander, and it's 2-0. Aces trying to snap a three-game losing streak, again tied for the longest in the PCL with Las Vegas. Pick over to first. Not in time. Two balls, no strikes. O'Brien set. The kick and the pitch. Fastball down and away, ball three. And it's 3-0. Take a look around the league here in a second. This is game one of a twin bill between these two teams. First time they've ever played a doubleheader against each other. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one in there. Knee-high called strike. Blaze Alexander taking all the way. Salt Lake and Albuquerque in action. Salt Lake leading the Isotopes 5-0 in the top of the fifth. They're looking for their fifth win of the season. Here's the 3-1. Taken for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Riley O'Brien. And it turns the lineup over to Dominic Fletcher, tying run on second base. And we'll have a meeting at the mound. Trouble for the Rainiers in the top of the seventh. Yairo Cuevas will come out to have a quick word. So it looks like Salt Lake and Albuquerque, the only teams in the PCL in action right now. Oklahoma City and Las Vegas. First pitch there coming at the top of the hour. Round Rock and Sugarland have been postponed. That's it right now in the PCL. Cuevas returns. First and second, nobody out. Here in the top of the seventh, Dominic Fletcher comes up. Here's the pitch. Fletcher tries to lay one down. It's foul. And the throw to third anyway, but doesn't matter. Nothing in one the count. So Fletcher going to serve, it seems, as a sacrifice option right now for Reno. Fletcher 0 for 3 today. Flew out in the first. Ground out in the second. Tries to lay one down. He does. It's a great one down the third baseline. O'Brien gloves, throws to first in time, but Fletcher does his job, a sacrifice bunt, and both runners advance. So the Aces will have two cracks at it. Blaze Alexander on second, and Dominic Canzone walked. Jake Hager, the pinch runner, is at third. And Buddy Kennedy, who came into this game as one of the hottest swinging bats in the PCL, was 6-for-9. He's 0-for-3 today. The first pitch takes a breaking ball down and out of the zone for ball one. The infield comes in for Tacoma. A breezy wind blowing out to center. Fans still filtering in here to Cheney Stadium. Much more full than 5 o'clock. Here's the 1-0. Another breaking ball low and away. Spit on by Kennedy. It's 2-0. The Rainiers trying to win their third straight game. Trying to stay undefeated at home. The 2-0. In the dirt, ball three. And at this point, you could just put Buddy Kennedy on. It might be a better situation for Tacoma to have the bases loaded and to have that force at any base double play ball opportunity. But again, you would never walk him to get to Emmanuel Rivera, the three hitter for the Aces. O'Brien set. Here's the pitch. A fastball down the middle and a called strike. But situationally, you got to think Tacoma would want those bases loaded. Again, with that bag open, kind of throw whatever here. 3-1. Breaking ball, he does in the dirt. And he walks him. Bases loaded, one out. If you're just joining us, Rainiers lead it 4-3, top of the seventh. It's game one of a two-game doubleheader. Again, just playing 7 innings these 2 games. So last chance here for Reno. 1 out, bases loaded. Emmanuel Rivera will be the hitter. Go-ahead run 180 feet away. It's Blaze Alexander, Hager off of third, and Buddy Kennedy off of first. And we may have a pitching change here in a 4-3 game. We've finally been treated to a good one here. And it looks like John Russell is coming out to make a switch. He will. Stick around. Bases loaded. Top of the 7th inning. 4-3. What a fun one here in Tacoma. Aces down 1. But ducks on the pond. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. The hitter is Emmanuel Rivera. The pitcher is Justin Topa for Tacoma. He comes in appearing in 1 game already this series with the bases loaded and 1 out. Go-ahead run off of 2nd. It's Blaze Alexander. Jake Hager off of 3rd. Buddy Kennedy off of 1st. The pitch. Taken by Rivera, a called strike outside corner. Pitched a scoreless inning on Wednesday. Walked 1 against the Aces. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on, lifted, deep, out to right field. Back goes Solak at the track, at the wall. The catch is made. And it will score Jake Hager. He tags from 3rd, and we're tied at 4 in the 7th. Aces tie it on a sacrifice fly from Emmanuel Rivera. And Pavin Smith comes up with the go-ahead run 90 feet away. What an inning put together here by the Aces. Back-to-back walks to start. Canzone and Alexander. Fletcher a sacrifice bunt. Kennedy walked and then a sac fly scored it. First pitch fastball inside to Pavin Smith. Ball 1. 4-4, top of the 7th. Could be going to extras here in Tacoma. The pitch chopped back to the screen, 1-1. Again, these are 7-inning games for doubleheaders. Game 1 coming down to the wire here. First pitch came at 5:05. all tied at four with two outs in the top of the seventh. Topa set at the letters, kicks and fires. Off-speed changeup down and away. And it's 2-1. Alexander getting a huge lead off of third. Topa, arm dangling by his side, now set, comes into the glove. Big lead for number five off of third. First and third, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded, pull side. Moving to his left is McCoy. Throws to first. It's in time for the third out. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Rainiers will try to walk it off in the seventh. Aces will try to push to extra innings. Stick with us from Tacoma. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Salad Works and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Salad Works and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno.
Leo Burnett, Coors Light Equity Radio, spot title Made to Chill, 32nd, code number YCPE-0065-000, mixed, 2-18-20.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Mitchell Stumpo is the new pitcher for the bottom of the seventh for the Aces. He will face Delino DeShields, Pat Valleca, and Cesar Hernandez. That is 8-9-1. Jake Hager in at third base. Emmanuel Rivera moves to first. The first pitch to Delino DeShields from Mitchell Stumpo is in there for a called strike. We talked about this earlier on the broadcast, but remember, the rest of this series, no robot umpires or the challenge system, just human umpires. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Edwin Jimenez making those calls. One ball and a strike on a fastball up. Delino DeShields ready for the 1-1. The pitch swung on and ripped out to center. Fletcher's there. Takes a couple steps in. Now moving back, makes the catch on his glove side. One away. So here's Pat Valleca, 1-for-2 today. And the 26-year-old Mitchell Stumpo comes set facing Valleca. Here's the pitch. A fastball high for ball one. Stumpo was signed in July of 2019. Out of Guilford College, 1-0. A fastball high. It's two balls and no strikes. Pretty cool moment. Struck out Shohei Ohtani during the World Baseball Classic. Said he just gave him his best stuff, and that's got to be a really special moment. Fastball up. Three balls, no strikes to Pat Valleca. 4-4 your score. Seven-inning game, but we could be seeing extras. Bottom of the seventh inning, Valleca waits, Stumpo kicks and fires, and Valleca takes a fastball in there, a called strike. No more robot umpires or challenge system for the rest of this series. It's all Edwin Jimenez. The pitch is outside, ball four. A five-pitch walk to Pat Maleka. Also, Pavin Smith is out to left field as well. So, Buddy Kennedy. Excuse me, Pavin Smith out in right field. First pitch outside, ball one. As Cesar Hernandez takes ball one. Here comes the 1-0. Low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. So to clear things up defensively, Emmanuel Rivera moves from third to first. Jake Hager at third. Stumpo in, and then Pavin Smith now out and right. The pitch is in there, a called strike. Recorded our podcast with Jake Hager yesterday. Great conversation with him. That'll be coming out on Monday. Here comes the 2-1. It's high and a called strike. And there are the boos. I don't know if fans are updated on the human umpire system today. I'm sure many know. Target inside. Stumpo kicks and deals. Off speed, 3-2 coming up. Walks have been the story today, right? I mean, you look back in the bottom of the first inning, a couple of walks given up by Tommy Henry lead to the three-run shot for Jake Schiner. And then you look to the top of the seventh, walks caused the run as well. Swinging a hard hit, ground ball, first baseline, foul. 3-2 remains. Two leadoff runners on due to walks in the top of the seventh for the Aces. Dominic Canzone and Blaze Alexander. Loaded the bases with a Buddy Kennedy walk, then a sacrifice fly. So all these meaningful runs because of the walks. The 3-2 fouled to the screen. Four-four your score, bottom of the seventh inning. Pat Valeka on first. And he reached on, you guessed it, a walk. Five issued to Tacoma today. Runner going on a pitch down. And he walked him. That's number six. First and second. One out. And the winning run on second. Brings up Zach Deloach. P.J. Higgins will come have a word, as will Hager, as will the whole infield with Mitchell Stumpo. First and second, one out, 4-4 score, bottom of the seventh inning. Zach Deloach comes up, he walked in his first at-bat, doubled in the second, and flew out to right in the fifth. Thanks so much for joining us, spending your Friday evening with us. This is game one of two. A couple of seven-inning battles this evening. First pitch, a fastball inside, ball one at 93. Rainiers got three in the first, a three-run shot from Jake Schiner. Another one in the second. The Aces responded by three in the second. Three-run homer from Dominic Canzone. The pitch is swung on and fouled to the screen. They tied it in the top of the seventh on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Emmanuel Rivera. Aces have escaped some tough situations with double plays. They've gotten three today, all when Tommy Henry was pitching, and the 1-1 is bounced in the dirt. It's 2-1. They could use one of those right now, especially with Brian O'Keefe waiting on deck, who's been maybe the toughest out in the whole league. Game two's battle will feature Blake Walston starting for the Aces. That one's popped up into the seats, third base side. It'll be Walston against Easton McGee. Comes in with an 8.31 ERA. And it was a 40-man guy with Seattle this spring. The 2-2. Swinging a high, deep drive, hit well out to right. At the wall, and it's gone. Three-run homer for Zach Deloach. He wins it for the Rainiers. In the bottom of the seventh, a walk-off home run. 7-4, your final. We get your final numbers at the beginning of game two for now. We'll take a little bit of a break. Fans will stick around. The Aces will try to still win their first game of the series as game four is coming up. The back end of the doubleheader is ahead. Stick with us. I'll send out a tweet when we begin game two. 7-4, your final. The Tacoma Rainiers take down the Aces in walk-off fashion in game two. Number one. Once again, your final, the Tacoma Rainiers 7, the Reno Aces 4 from Cheney Stadium in game one. Welcome back as we get set for game two of the doubleheader between the Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Reno Aces. Game one, the Rainiers won in walk-off fashion 7-4. They got big performances from obviously Zach Deloach, who won the game on a three-run shot. He went 2-for-3 with three RBIs. And, of course, Jake Schiner, who hit the three-run shot back in the bottom of the first. They accounted for 6 of the 7 runs for the Rainiers. Again, a walk-off victory for Tacoma. Meanwhile, for Reno, two-hit night for P.J. Higgins. Aside from that, not a lot of offense for the Reno Aces. Blaze Alexander, a two-hit night as well. A couple of doubles. Again, the Aces fell 7-4. We're going to pause for the national anthem here at Cheney Stadium. First pitch ahead. After that, you're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
The new healthy and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Easton McGee delivering his warm-up tosses as we get set for game two of the doubleheader between the Tacoma Rainiers and the Reno Aces. The Aces come in at 2-4, winless on the road, 0-3. They've lost their last four games in a row. Meanwhile, the Tacoma Rainiers, 4-2, 3-0 on the road, and winners of their last three games. Let's take a look at the lineup that Blake Lawley has put together for the Aces. Leading off once again, it'll be Dominic Fletcher in center field. Batting second is Buddy Kennedy. He'll play second. Phillip Evans, new to the lineup in game two, he'll play first and bat third. Pavin Smith in right will bat cleanup. Diego Castillo in left, batting fifth. The catcher, Ali Sanchez, will bat sixth. Blaze Alexander, the third baseman, hitting seventh. Dominic Morolio, the DH, will hit eighth. And Jake Hager, the shortstop, hitting nine. We'll get to Blake Walston in a bit, but the Aces will face Easton McGee, who comes in with an 8.31 ERA, 6'6", fourth-round selection by Tampa Bay back in 2016. He was traded to Seattle by Boston in November of last year for cash considerations, and he comes in making his second appearance of the 2023 season. Thanks so much for joining us and spending your Friday evening with us, wherever you may be. Kevin DiDomenico here with you, taking you the distance for now game four of the series. Some weather looming on Saturday and Sunday. Don't know what the weekend will hold for us, but really a pleasure having you come along with us for this doubleheader. Aces come in again looking for their first win of the series. They were walked off in game one of the doubleheader. 7-4 loss to Tacoma. A walk-off home run, a three-run shot from Zach Deloach in the seventh. Dominic Fletcher digs in from the left side. Wide stance and McGee ready. Here's the pitch. First pitch, a called strike. Knee high, and the first pitch comes at 7:44, and it's 48 degrees. It feels like about 31 degrees. I went down on the concourse, and the wind is blowing. Boy, it is chilly tonight. Big swing and a foul back. Tips off the catcher O'Keefe, then back to the screen, and Takahito Matsuda will take a walk out of respect for O'Keefe. Umpires have shifted around. Takahito Matsuda is now behind the plate. Again, umpires for the rest of this series will be calling balls and strikes. No more robot umpires, no more challenges, at least for the rest of the series. 0-2 is swung on and skied foul third base side. The third base umpire moving from behind the plate is Edwin Jimenez. Ben Phillips will be at second, and Jose Navas over at first. No balls, two strikes, nothing, your score, top of the first. Reno to lead things off. Dominic Fletcher waits the pitch. A fastball, letter high, ball one. Reno dressed in there. They change. They're in their red uniforms, Reno across their chest, in cursive with black lettering on the front, white lettering on the back with a black trim. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on, hit well, other side, backhanded by McCoy at shortstop. Throw to first is there for out number one. Nice piece of hitting by Fletcher, but nice play by McCoy at shortstop. Brings up Buddy Kennedy. Tacoma wearing all whites once again. Rainiers across their chest in cursive in black and black lettering and numbering on the back of their jerseys. White pants to go along with it. Black caps with red on the front. A first pitch 92 fastball is down for ball one. Aces wearing gray pants as well. Black and red lining on the side. The pitch, a fastball bounced in there. It's 2-0. Again, not too cold up here in the booth, but out on the concourse in the seats, people are bundled up. Comes the 2-0 pitch. Fastball, belt high, ball three. At local middle school sang the national anthem before game two, and the middle school and all the parents take up Section M here at Cheney Stadium. The 3-0 is in there, called strike. A get-me-over fastball. It's three balls and one strike. The Aces fall to the bottom of the PCO. With that loss, they're now 2-4 after getting walked off. And a fastball inside. He walked him on five pitches. And Kennedy is bored. One on, one out for Reno. Dimensions here in Cheney Stadium. It's 425 to dead center. Almost looks deeper in the alleys in left center and right center. And nothing down the line, no markings down the line in right or left. Here's Phillip Evans. Open stance, the righty waits. A man on first. Here's the pitch. Off speed, a called strike, top of the zone. Old school, where guys can feel out the zone of the said umpire behind the plate. Tonight it's Takahito Matsuda. Evans waits. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed at a breaking ball. Nothing in one. In game one, Reno had seven hits, four runs, four RBIs. They were walked three times and struck out five times. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Had another breaking ball, and Phillip Evans is down on strikes, two outs. Again, the offense hasn't been terrible this series. They've scored nine runs, blown out in games one and two. Game one of the doubleheader and game three of the series had a good shot at winning, tied it in the top of the seventh, but then were walked off and ended up giving up seven runs. And the first pitch is in there, a called strike. Here's Paven Smith. Paven 0 for 4, struck out in game 1. The target's inside. He's 0 for 12 in the series, and the target is missed too far inside on a changeup. It's 1-1. Topa got the win for Tacoma. Mitchell Stumpo hung with the loss. The final line for Tommy Henry, who was the starter, went 5 innings, gave up 4 runs, 5 walks, and three strikeouts. Runner going. Swinging a line drive center field. Left center. A base hit. All the way to third goes Buddy Kennedy. It's first and third with two outs. Two on, two out. Here in the top of the first. And Paven Smith, his first hit of the series. Here's Diego Castillo. Castillo singled in his first at-bat in the second. Hitless after that. Open stance for the righty. Waits for McGee. The kick and the pitch. Slider away. Ball one. Blake Walston will get the start. His first start on the road. This season. And in AAA. The 1-0, taking a called strike. Just about knee high. Long wait for the 1-1. 2 seconds on the pitch clock, and he delivers. Fastball outside corner, 1-2. You're going to see guys use a lot more of that pitch clock once they get used to it and be able to kind of work at their own rhythm and get late in the pitch count. We're seeing McGee do it. He's down to 5 seconds, now four, now three with two men on. Still waiting, now one, the pitch. Swung on, lofts it into right, and it's going to land foul, tailing away toward the wall. It's one thing Diego Castillo has done so well. And his first 20 or so at-bats is go with where the pitch is. He got a breaking ball out and just put it out into right. That's, you know, 3 or 4 feet to the left. It's a fair ball. Swinging a hot bat, hitting .524 to start the season. Low leverage situations. What can he do with runners at the corners? The pitch, foul to the screen. Remember we talked to him during batting practice the other day. His superstition is to put his left sock on first when he's hitting the ball this well. Swinging a line drive, right field, base hit. It's going to roll all the way near the wall. One run will come home to score. The next one's being waved around. The throw is way ahead of it, and it is in time. Pavin Smith is thrown out at the plate. But Buddy Kennedy comes home to score, and the Aces take their first lead of the series. It's in the top of the first. It's the Aces 1, the Rainiers nothing. And Pavin Smith thrown out at home by about 40 feet. We'll step aside. We hit at the bottom of the first. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Cesar Hernandez to lead it off for Tacoma in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Aces lead. And Blake Walston about to deliver pitch number one of his outing. And here it is. It's a fastball inner corner at the knees, a called strike. The 0-1 foul to the screen, and Cesar Hernandez is down. Nothing in two. Hernandez in game one walked a couple of times, grounded into a double play, and lined out in his first at bat. Chops one on the ground to Hager at short. Gloves, throws, turns. It's in time. What a throw from Jake Hager on a play up the middle, and Hernandez is retired. Looked like a base hit the whole way, and Jake Hager makes a heck of a play on it, ranging up the middle. Here's Zach DeLoach, the center fielder, who hit the walk-off home run in his last at-bat in game one. Takes a strike at 93 on the inner half. Blake Walston, a top five prospect in the Diamondback system by MLB Pipeline. Off speed, swung on and missed by DeLoach. Nothing in two. Here comes the pitch. Another breaking ball. Outside corner just misses. Ali Sanchez wanted to throw it down to third, but call not made by Matsuda. The 1-2, off speed. This time he gets rung up, and DeLoach down on strikes. Two away. Ace Ball fans, join us on April 13th for the first Thirsty Thursday of the season, presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1 FM. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2. Get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Here's Brian O'Keefe, and this is the situation you want to have him up in with Two outs and nobody on. The kick and the pitch. It's in there, called strike. Walston, his first appearance, had a no decision in his AAA debut against Las Vegas on Saturday. Next one is outside, 2-1. Went 3 2/3 of scoreless baseball, 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Maybe the best outing we've seen so far. As a fastball is at the eyes, it's 3-1 of any starter. Last year, he went 8-3 with a 4.79 ERA across high A and double A. First round guy in 2019. O'Keefe flies one high into left. Playable, though, for Castillo, who makes the catch. Aces still have the lead, 1-0. We'll head to the second inning. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. April 15th marks Jackie Robinson's historic MLB debut. Robinson's courage blazed a trail for all of America. Join us at Greater Nevada Field on April 18th as we commemorate Jackie Robinson Day. First pitch set at 4:05 p.m., but get here early for a special pregame ceremony. First pitch is in there, a called strike to Ali Sanchez. It'll be Sanchez, Alexander Marolio. He swings and grounds one over to the second baseman, Hernandez, who picks it up on a couple of hops and throws to first for out number one. And it brings up Blaze Alexander. The third baseman today moved over just a smidge from shortstop in game one. The pitch. Check swing on a fastball inside. Got busted inside, and it's nothing in one. He went all the way around. The 0-1. Foul to the screen. Let's meet the Tacoma Rainiers defensive alignment. McGee and O'Keefe, the battery. Mike Ford in at first base after not playing in game one. Hernandez at second. Caballero in at third. McCoy at shortstop. Shiner, Deloach, and Solak from left to right in the outfield. No balls, two strikes to Blaze Alexander. The kick and the pitch. Lunging at a breaking ball, popped up first base side and behind the Aces dugout. Remember, Reno Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? Comes the 0-2. Fouled to the screen. Easton McGee gave up one run on two hits in the first. Last year spent all but one appearance with AAA Durham. The 0-2 is floated high on a breaking ball. So just one appearance in the bigs last year with Tampa in three innings, gave up four hits, a run, solid, and a strikeout. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. Alexander is down on strikes, two outs in the top of the second. Yeah, McGee, a guy who's been through injuries in his day, right? He drafted all the way back in 2016. He began the 2021 season on the 60-day IL. Obviously, anyone who has played through that COVID pandemic, a lot of these guys have, is takes a year away from you. First pitch fastball inside to Dominic Morolio. One ball, no strikes. Boy, that impacted these guys a lot more than people think. Losing a season, a full year of your baseball career. Fastball outer edge, a called strike. Again, all things considered, not the biggest deal with everything that happened during the pandemic, but you know, it definitely impacted these guys' careers. The 1-1 is dribbled left side to the third baseman Caballero, who picks it up on the run and throws in time, and the side is retired. The Aces go 1-2-3 in the second. Bottom two we go. Rainiers do up. They're hitless so far. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of.
Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
Bottom of the second we go. Kevin DiDomenico with you. Mike Ford will lead it off. It'll be Ford, Shiner, Nottingham in the bottom of the second. The pitch is a fastball at the knees and a called strike from Blake Walston, who went 1-2-3 against the Rainiers, against Hernandez, Deloach, and O'Keefe. The lefty's ready. He winds and fires. A breaking ball. Breaking away from the lefty Mike Ford. It misses ball one. Pitch. Off speed, down and away. Similar pitch. And a good take once again from Mike Ford. Two balls and a strike. Walston winds and fires. Up and in on a fastball at 92. Walston, a high school quarterback. The lefty, a star in high school. A North Carolina Gatorade Player of the Year as well. As he walks Mike Ford on a fastball inside. And a leadoff runner aboard, first base runner for the Rainiers. And here comes Jake Shiner. Well, this offense, this Rainiers offense, through the first three games of the series has no doubt been spectacular. Last season, the Rainiers had a franchise record 216 home runs and well on their way to breaking that record starting this season. Off speed inside, ball one. The pitch inside, ball two. They coming into game one, they had 11 home runs on the season. That was second in all of AAA. Now with 13 after the game earlier today, so don't know where that lands them, but you got to think. Close to number one, breaking ball in the dirt. It's 3-0 here to Shiner, who hit one in game one. Shiner takes a fastball inside and back-to-back walks. So the walk's starting to hurt Reno again. This time it's in the form of the lefty Blake Walston. Here comes Nottingham. Jake Nottingham in game one. An 0 for evening. He's up with runners on first and second and nobody out. Walston kicks, deals. Breaking ball, low. Breaks too far down. Below the knees of number 27. Who wears his socks about halfway up on between his knee and foot. A fastball up and away, and it's ball two. Six straight balls from Blake Walston after back-to-back walks. Blaze Alexander comes to have a word with Blake Walston, who you'll see go to the changeup quite a bit. Baseball America says he has the best changeup in the whole system. Two balls, no strikes. Walston set at the letters. Here comes the 2-0. Great breaking ball. Bends in for a called strike. Back door to Nottingham. Walston looks to second. Big kick and a deal. Popped up in the infield. Coming in is Evans, who makes the catch. Basket catch. Coming into the infield grass. Off the inside part of the bat. Kind of an awkward piece of hitting there from Nottingham. Nonetheless, Reno gets a much-needed first out. One out, runners on first and second. Here in the bottom of the second, McCoy digs in. Walston set. Back in 2022, he held right-handed hitters to a 779 OPS. Lands a breaking ball inside, ball one to McCoy. Again, can't get ahead of another hitter. Last year was second in the Diamondbacks system in strikeouts. The pitch. Fastball in there, called strike, 1-1. You look back to that 2019 draft that he was selected, and he was the first round guy in that draft that produced so many stars for Arizona. Swing and a miss for McCoy, it's 1-2. Same draft as Corbin Carroll, Dre Jameson, Ryan Nelson, Tommy Henry was in that draft, Dominic Fletcher. Couple of his teammates. The pitch inside on a fastball. It's 2-2. Walston still so young, 21 years of age, competing at the AAA level. Wants to make that debut this year. He deals the 2-2. It's swung on and fouled. Up and away. 1-0 Aces lead. Bottom of the second inning. Rainiers threatening once again. Home run happy team. They have 13 in their first five games. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch swung on and skied out to right. Coming in is Smith. He's under it. Now moving a bit to his right. He makes the catch. The lefty glove side away from the line. And there's two outs. And so here's Jose Caballero for the first time today. And a nice job by Blake Walston to battle back after the leadoff walk to Ford, then the walk to Shiner. He gets a couple of flyouts or a pop out to the right side, then a flyout out to right. Now a chance to get out of it. He faces Jose Caballero. The Aces will have 8-9-1. Marolio Hager then top. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch. 84, the changeup down. 1 ball, no strikes. The lethal changeup that has, again, been called the best in the whole organization. Time called, and it's a pitch clock violation against Blake Walston. So Blake Lolly will come out to have a word. Walston didn't like the call. Lolly has something to say about it. And he's now in the face of Takahito Matsuda. And giving him an earful. And he's tossed. Lolly had one more comment as he was walking back to the dugout. And he got thrown by Matsuda. Now right back into the face of Takahito Matsuda. They're arguing right behind home plate. He's got his hands behind his back. Jose Navas will come in to try to break it up. Now just listening to the two go at it. Matsuda standing his ground and trying to send Blake Lolly back to the dugout, which he's having none of. And Jose Navas has to get in between them and send Lolly back. Lolly's been thrown out of the game here in the bottom of the second inning with two outs. Didn't like the call on the pitch clock violation. And it will still be a 2-0 count. They have to watch Lolly go all the way back into the clubhouse. He still has a few words as he exits toward the clubhouse and Matsuda returns to his duties behind home plate. 2 balls, no strikes. And Matsuda is going to allow Blake Walston to throw some warm-up tosses at the mound. So after all that, Blake Lolly's been tossed, arguing a pitch clock violation. That leads to a 2-0 count, 2 on, 2 out in the bottom of the second. So if you heard that phrase, if you heard that 5-10 years ago, Blake Lolly's been thrown out of the game arguing a pitch clock violation. You've been like, is this baseball or what league are we in? It's baseball in 2023. The 2-0 breaking ball is down. Excuse me, that was a changeup. And it's 3-0. The third baseman, Caballero, digs in. Close to the plate, open stance. The pitch. A fastball called strike. It's 3 balls and a strike. Two on, two out. Reno clinging to a one-run lead. Walston has walked a pair. Got a couple of outs since. The lefty comes set. Takes a deep breath, looks, kicks, and fires. Breaking ball, he walked him. And Walston, unhappy with the call, throws his hands down. The bases are loaded. All from walks from Blake Walston. And here's Nick Solak, the nine hitter, with the bases loaded in a big spot here in the bottom of the second. Remember, this is a seven-inning game, the back end of a doubleheader. Cesar Hernandez waiting in the wind on deck. And with the pitch clock at 8, now 7, he has to hustle. Here's the first pitch. Swinging first pitch is Solak. Skies it foul and out of play. You can tell the frustration from Blake Walston. Keeping a tight eye on that pitch clock ever since the violation, which led to the Caballero walk, and now we've got a stoppage. And Jose Navas has a word over at first base, and now hitting coach Mark Reed has a word for Jose Navas, who's out onto the field now, and more arguments ensue. It looked like they were calling out Walston for a balk or a warning of some sort, and Reed is going to get a stern talking to as he returns to the dugout. Pitch clock comes back on, 19 to throw. Boy, Navas and Matsuda have been going back and forth with Lolly and now Reed. The pitch, a fastball upstairs, throw on to first. It is in time on a back pick. What a job by Ali Sanchez behind the plate, applied by Phillip Evans, and they're out of it. Tumultuous bottom of the second. Lolly's thrown out all over the place, but the Rainiers still don't have a hit after loading the bases. We head to the third, 1-0. Aces have the advantage. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Salad Works and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Salad Works and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno.
Roof, roof, bark, bark. That means please take me to the ballpark. Fans, grab your furry friends and head to Greater Nevada Field on April 16th for our first dog day of the 2023 season. First pitch is set for 1:05 p.m. and proper vaccination paperwork is required. Grab your tickets by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Hager leading off for the top of the third inning. McGee deals. Slows down the arm on a breaking ball and a called third strike over knee high. Hager, Fletcher, Kennedy for the third. The kick and the pitch. Swung on, lofted high and deep toward the corner in left, but now coming in is Shiner, who makes the catch. Hager flies out, turns it over to the top, one out. Aces have gone down in order since the top of the first, when they plated the run on an RBI single from Diego Castillo. First pitch is in there, knee-high to Dominic Fletcher, who doesn't like the call from Matsuda. Opens his stance, the lefty waits. Against the righty, McGee, here's the pitch. Change up, down and away. McGee grabs the ball, takes off his glove, rubs the ball with two hands, now toes the rubber, working on the first base side against the lefty Fletcher. Target inside, the pitch is swung on and foul tipped away. 1-2. Wind starting to gust even harder out to straightaway center. And it just gets colder and colder here from Tacoma. Game two of a doubleheader. It's the top of the third. 1-0 Aces advantage. This is the first lead they've had all series. Lost 12-5 game one, 12-0 game two. Walked off in game one of our doubleheader. Called strike three on a fastball. High in the zone. Fletcher hates the call and walks back. Two outs, top of the third. That's strikeout number three for Easton McGee. You want to win Aces prizes, play trivia, participate in surveys, and more? Visit RenoAces.com and click Win Prizes and More in the site navigation to get started. Here's the first pitch to Buddy Kennedy. He swings and flies one into left. Dashing in is Shiner. He makes the catch on the run, and the side is retired. Aces go 1-2-3 in the third. We'll head to the bottom of the third. 1-0. They lead it right here from Cheney Stadium.
Leo Burnett, Coors Light Equity Radio, spot title Made to Chill, 32nd, code number YCPE-0065-000, mixed, 2-18-20.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
Bottom of the third inning, Nick Solak will lead it off. He came up with the bases loaded in the bottom of the second before his teammate was picked off at first. The first pitch, a fastball taken by number five for ball one. We're underway in the bottom of the third, 1-0. Aces have the advantage on an RBI single from Diego Castillo, who's been red hot for Reno. The hottest bat maybe in all of the PCL. Swinging 1-0, popped up. Right side, Evans over foul ground, makes the catch. Falling back onto his back right foot for out number one. Turns the lineup over to Cesar Hernandez, and Rainiers do not have a hit yet through their first time through the order. They have been walked three times. Ford, Shiner, and Caballero have all reached as Hernandez comes up empty on a big cut from the righty. It's nothing and one. So the first time through, a couple of runners have reached, but no hits against Walston yet. The pitch, fastball at the letters, ball number one. Every Sunday, Aces fans, is Family Sunday at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Sunny 106.9 FM. 1-1. Swung on, ripped down the third baseline, fair ball. Two bags coming from Cesar Hernandez, the first hit of the game for Tacoma, and a man on second with one out. Here comes Zach Deloach. Enjoy $1 hot dogs on these family Sundays throughout the game, and be sure to wear red as the Aces will be taking the field in their Red City Pride BLC uniforms. Then stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by RC Willie. Get your tickets by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Deloach waits, and the first pitch is a slider down and away for ball one. Deloach struck out looking his first time, hit the walk-off home run in game one to deep right field. It was the 13th of the season for Tacoma. Ready for the 1-0, the pitch. Swinging a foul tip into the glove of Ali Sanchez. Runner on second. Cesar Hernandez. The pitch is a fastball letter high, 2-1. Look around the PCL. Salt Lake blowing out Albuquerque on their way to their fifth win of the season. 14-0 in the bottom of the seventh. El Paso and Sacramento locked at two in the top of the fifth. The 2-1 fouled back up to the seats on the first base side and out of play. 5-2, Vegas leads Oklahoma City. They could use a win, but they look to leap Reno in the PCL standings. Again, it's early, 150 games, but Reno, there will be a first-half champ, second-half champ. And Reno, the way they were hitting the ball first two games of the season, he thought for sure they had a good chance at that. Ground ball, right side, base hit. Here comes Hernandez home. The throw will be not in time. RBI single. Zach Deloach. Here's Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe flew out to left his first time. He, along with Diego Castillo, both swinging the hottest bats of the series. Line drive, left field, base hit. It gets down the line, but cut off and left by Diego Castillo. And two on, one out. And O'Keefe continues to roll. That's three straight hits now against Blake Walston. 1-1 game. And he can still keep this offense at bay, but a hot swinging Mike Ford will come up as well. Ford had homered in three consecutive games, Saturday to Tuesday. He was atop the PCL home run leaderboard. First pitch, fastball knee high, but outside, ball one. Eleven RBIs on the young season for Mike Ford. Off speed, down and away again. Two balls, no strikes. Boy, you'd think you'd rather face Jake Schiner instead of Mike Ford, but Schiner has a homer. That was destroyed in game one. Wide open stance for Ford. First and second, one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another back pick to second. This one is not in time. Well, I almost caught Zach Deloach wandering off of second. Ali Sanchez has been spectacular defensively. Ford waits. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the 2-1. Slider down and away. Good take by Ford. He keeps trying to go front door against him. And Ford not taking the bait. Maybe he tries to go changeup that bends back in toward number 25. 3-1 is swung on and popped up foul. Third base side out of play. Into the seats, and we go full 3-2. So he went fastball inside there. And maybe you go back to the changeup, which is seemingly Walston's best pitch. We'll see what the call is. First and second, one out. Bottom of the third, knotted at one. The payoff pitch. Called strike three on a fastball in the outside corner. Great pitch from Walston. Strikeout number two of the evening for Blake Walston. Well, the Aces were able to get out of the bottom of the second on a back pick to first with the bases loaded. We'll see how Walston can get out of this one. He faces Jake Shiner. It's first and second, two outs. Jake Hager will come have a quick meeting with Walston and company. Fans, don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field when the Aces celebrate Taco Tuesday, presented by Join INC and Alice 96.5 with two street tacos for just $6. You want to wash it down with a cold beverage? Add a beer with your tacos for just $10. Tickets available now at renoaces.com. A first pitch changeup is low, ball one. First and second, two outs, bottom of the third, key moment. It's against Jake Shiner. Has a home run today. That was in game one. Here comes the 1-0. Big hack. Empty. Changeup. 1-1. Best thing about the changeup is it looks so much like a fastball, right? You can use it in so many of those fastball counts. And so deceiving out of the arm. Shiner was fooled there. Here comes the 1-1. Goes back to it. 1-2. Swings through it. O'Keefe the leadoff first. Deloach the leadoff second. Walston set. Letter high. Target inside. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And the Aces get out of it. Back-to-back strikeouts against Ford and Shiner for Blake Walston. We head to the fourth. Tied at one. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Baseball fans, join us on April 13th for our first Thirsty Thursday of the season, presented by Coors Light and Cable 98.1. Enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light draft for just $2. You can get your tickets today by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Top of the fourth inning, Philip Evans is the hitter. It'll be Evans, Smith, Castillo. The first pitch inside, ball one. It sends Evans out of the box. But it was an off-speed at 71 miles per hour. McGee is ready with 13 on the pitch clock, as is Evans. Now he winds, kicks and fires. Fastball outside corner, a called strike. The 1-1. Swung on, lofted into right center field. Tough play coming in is the center fielder DeLoach. Sliding, makes the catch. He slid first, then caught the ball glove side. Sliding feet first. A play where a slide was necessary. And made a smooth play on the ball that was dropping fast, went away. Here's Pavin Smith. Looks like he's wearing a jacket under his jersey. Blue with a hood. The pitch. Line drive foul. Down the third base line. You can stay up to date with everything Aceball by texting ACES to 21003 today. Be the first to know when specialty theme nights drop and for any future promotions. 0-1 is a fastball that's a called strike by Takahito Matsuda. Smith singled in his first at-bat. Pavin waits, closed stance. Here's the pitch. Swings and flies one out to deep right field. Going back on it is Solak. Now coming in, he makes the catch. It brings up Diego Castillo. Well, Pavin Smith, an interesting story on this Reno team. Played 75 games in 2022. In his second full season with Arizona, a fastball misses outside, ball one. He was 54 for 245. That's good for hitting 220. Nine homers, 33 RBIs. And he's actually a guy who went to the University of Virginia. Next one in there, a called strike. Took him to a College World Series in 2015. He was teammates with Jake McCarthy, who's a guy we highlighted yesterday in our Aces in the Bigs, as Diego Castillo swings through a breaker. It's 1-2. Castillo waits, the pitch. Ripped into right. Coming in now is Solak, who makes the catch toward the line. And the side is retired. Bottom of the fourth we go. 1-1 your score. Another hard hit ball there from Castillo. Stick with us. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Leo Burnett, Coors Light Equity Radio, spot title Made to Chill, 32nd, code number YCPE-0065-000, mixed, 2-18-20.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing, chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Break up your midweek rut by celebrating Wild Wednesdays at Greater Nevada Field, presented by 102.9. Grab your tickets for only $10.29 by using promo code WILD at checkout. Take advantage of this offer by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Bottom of the fourth we go. Jacob Nottingham, Mason McCoy, and Jose Caballero will be the hitters against Blake Walston. The pitch, a fastball inner half, a called strike. Catches the black of the plate. It's nothing and one. A shift to the pull side of the righty Jacob Nottingham. Put on by the Aces. Doesn't matter. Hits it opposite field. Giving chase is Pavin Smith. It's going to one-hop the wall. Extra base is coming, but hold on. The throw to second, not in time. Just a bit offline. Smith thought he had him. And Nottingham is in with a leadoff double. Boy, a perfect throw gets Jacob Nottingham there. It was just a bit off to the right, and Hager had to go chase and apply the tag a tad tardy. And it brings up Mason McCoy. First pitch to McCoy is in there, called strike. Nothing in one. He didn't love the call. He looked back, had a word with Matsuda as well. You see, these players definitely know that this isn't the robot umpire. The pitch, check swing, chops it back to Caballero on the on-deck circle. So Mason McCoy down, nothing in two. Waving his bat. Now it comes still. Open stance for the righty. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off the foot. He goes down in a heap in the right-handed batter's box. And now gets right back up. 0-2 remains. McCoy was acquired by Baltimore, or traded from Baltimore to Seattle, and actually a year ago today for cash considerations. A really good defensive shortstop. He had just six errors over 110 games last year. He was the Rainiers Defensive Player of the Year by the coaching staff and the club's front office. Next pitch is time called by Mason McCoy, says Matsuda behind the plate. Runner on second, nobody out, bottom of the fourth inning. 1-1 game. McCoy waits. The 0-2. Line drive, left field, foul. Hooking off the bat of Mason McCoy. McCoy popped out his last time in the second. Now Walston set. Nottingham the leadoff second, the pitch. A fastball at 92. Misses belt high. Walston looks in, now set. Again the leadoff second, the pitch is fought off on a breaking ball. Down. One great thing about Ali Sanchez, every time he knows one of his pitchers has a good pitch or he liked what he did, what they did there, immediate point back to Walston or whoever it is. That one fouled away, and as Ali's asking for a new ball from the umpire, he's still pointing at Blake Walston. A fastball up and inside, ball two. And Brissino getting warm in the Aces bullpen. He was activated from the developmental list today. And a fastball down and away for ball three. We could see him make his first Aces appearance in a bullpen that could use some assistance. They lead the PCL, the highest ERA, and AAA for that matter. 3-2 is grounded foul, third base side. Walston trying to buckle down here against the righty McCoy, who keeps on fighting off these breaking balls. As you go to the changeup here, the 3-2, he does, and that's ripped foul again. Pitch number 11 of the at-bat coming to Mason McCoy, who's off to a hot start, hitting 360 to start with four RBIs, looking for five out on second. Nottingham gets his lead in a 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the fourth. Mason McCoy ready, who's coming off a season with 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. First Tacoma player ever to do that. And he takes a walk on a fastball inside, wins the battle. And McCoy is aboard. Double and a walk here to start for the Rainiers in the fourth. And here's Jose Caballero. Baggianero will come out, have a quick word. Now, you got to think this probably isn't a call to the bullpen. And it won't be. Briseno still warming in the pen, though. Every Sunday is Family Sunday at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Sunny 106.9 FM. Enjoy $1 hot dogs throughout the game and be sure to wear red, as the Aces will be taking the field in their red City Pride BLC uniforms. Then stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases, presented by RC Willie. Get your tickets by visiting renoaces.com or texting TIXX to 21003. Jose Caballero digs in, close to the plate, open stance for the righty. Waves his bat a few times, runners off first and second. The pitch shows bunt on a slider coming back inside and pulls back ball one. 1-1 your score, wind gusting out to center field. The sun has set, dark here in Tacoma at Cheney Stadium. With the lights on. Game two of the doubleheader, only playing seven here. Bottom of fourth, a crucial one. Walston's been able to battle out of a couple of jams. Can he work out of this one? Good start. That one popped up right side. Tough play. Coming over is Kennedy, who can't make the catch, coming back toward the field of play. Well, it looked like he was camped under it, and they're going to call it a hit. He didn't touch it. And again, was camped under it, but at the last second, the wind gusting moved it back toward the field of play. And it's going to be in the book as a hit. That's tough for Walston. And all right, we got some people running on the field. And that's going to be a stoppage. As they work across the outfield and exit over the foul territory down the right field line. Tacoma staff scrambling to get the individuals. And now a stoppage that has all the patrons here watching to see what happens. I think they got him here. They did, and now we're going to have a stoppage. Mark Reed will come out to pull Blake Walston. So the people running on the field look like have now been caught, and it's going to be a new pitcher coming in for Reno. Nobody out, bases loaded, bottom of the fourth. Seeing it all here for this doubleheader. We'll take a break. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Andrés Briseno into the game for Reno. Comes in with the bases loaded, nobody out. He faces 9-1-2. First, it's Nick Solak. The first pitch is outside, ball one. Andrés Briseno, free agent signing in 2023. By the D-backs, just activated from the developmental list. The next one is in there at the knees, a called strike, 93 miles an hour. Venezuela native, stands at 6'5". Almost 30 years of age, the 1-1. High chopper toward the shortstop. Hager gets it quickly, turns, throws. It's in time. A run will come home to score. It's 2-1 and an RBI ground out for Nick Solak, but a much-needed out that Reno gets. And it brings up Cesar Hernandez, turns the lineup over, runners on second and third. And one out. So far, Briseno does his job. And a tough situation again here to limit the damage. The pitch swung on and missed. A changeup down and away to Cesar Hernandez. Briseno set the pitch. Fastball inside, knee high, but runs too far in toward the lefty. Hernandez, the veteran of over 1,000 big league games played, was with Philly for a while, Cleveland for a bit, the White Sox, and then Washington last year. A check swing on a breaking ball down. The appeal, he did not go. It's 2-1. Career 267 guy in the big, 71 big flies, almost 400 RBIs. Back in 2020, was a gold glove second baseman. Waits for the 2-1. Briseno, the kick and the pitch. Letter high, 3-1. Been a problem for the whole Reno bullpen all season. Is control, and Briseno now a 3-1 count and an open base over at first, but a gauntlet of Delocho, Keith Ford, and Shiner to come. The 3-1 is swung on and skied. Left side giving chase is Alexander and Hager, and it lands about a foot out of play and bounces back onto the field. Cesar Hernandez up in a big spot. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, and Briseno inserted into an even bigger spot here for the Aces, trying to keep it at a one-run game. Briseno kicks and fires. A fastball knee-high, and a close one. He walked him. Hernandez aboard for the second time today. And here comes Zach Deloach, an RBI single his last time. And the 2-3-4 coming up, right? Deloach, O'Keefe, Ford, and no doubt every time Brian O'Keefe has come up, he has been a force to be reckoned with. Hit the ball hard just about every time. The pitch, off speed, down and away, ball one. And barring a double play ball here, which the Aces could use, they got a ton in game one. Briseno will see Brian O'Keefe, one out, bases loaded, 2-1 game. Here's the pitch. Swinging a slow chopper foul. He was early on the breaker at 80. Again, Luis Frias got the call up out of the Aces bullpen. We did see him, and now we've got a stoppage. Did see him this series. Had to switch out the ball. And Matsuda directing some more traffic. Now he's at his post behind Ali Sanchez. Zach Deloach ready for the 1-1. Bases loaded, 2-1 game. Bottom of the fourth, Briseno set. At the belt, kicks and deals. Fastball inside, it hit him. And we're going to have a call here. It looks like Ali Sanchez is saying that he came around, but Matsuda makes the ultimate decision and says Deloach got hit with the pitch. He's headed toward first, and it's a 3-1 ball game, and the bases remain loaded. It looked like it ricocheted off of maybe his wrist. Take a look at the replay here on our monitor. Oh, that's rough. It hit him right in the forearm. But it looks like Deloach has a little bit of a limp, too, so maybe it got him in the foot. Or that's just how much it hurts when it gets you in the wrist like that after walking all the way down the line. 3-1 game, bottom of the fourth inning. And Brian O'Keefe coming up now with one out as another run comes in here in the bottom of the fourth. So if you're just joining us, the Aces took their first lead of the series in the top of the first inning on an RBI single from Diego Castillo. The Rainiers tied it in the bottom of the third. And then took the lead right back in the bottom of the fourth. Here this inning with a ground out RBI from Nick Solak. And then they played another run with the bases loaded. Deloach gets hit by a pitch. And they're still talking to him. Down the first baseline, Briseno will throw a couple of warm-up pitches with the bases still loaded. This game has really seen it all. A couple of streakers ran across the outfield turf earlier. Blake Lolly was ejected on arguing a pitch clock violation that was charged against Blake Walston, whose day is ultimately done. Our Wi-Fi has been going in and out, so our statistics have not been updated for a lot of the game. We do have a final line on Blake Walston. Went three innings, gave up five hits, three runs, four walks, which hurt him again, and the three strikeouts. Was really solid the first time through the lineup, and then hit some trouble in the third, gave up the RBI single to Deloach, and then battled out of it, got a couple of strikeouts, and struggled in the fourth. So, Deloach is going to stay off on first. And Brian O'Keefe will come up with the bases loaded and one out. Brian O'Keefe means trouble for the Reno Aces. He stands in from the right side, taps the plate once, waves the bat once, and now is ready. The pitch swings and misses. At a great changeup down and in. Briseno set, belt high. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on, hit sky high left side. Backing up is Hager at shortstop. He's there to make the catch. Caballero tags, takes a couple of hops off the third base bag and retreats. Two outs. It brings up Mike Ford. Reached once with a walk in the second. He struck out looking in the third. One of two strikeouts in the third from Blake Walston. It was him and Shiner who went down on strikes. The first pitch is off speed in the dirt, taken by Ford. Ball one. These two teams in action once again tomorrow. First pitch at 6:05. And we have the early game on Sunday for games 5 and 6. The Aces at this point trying to avoid a sweep. The 1-0 is swung on and missed on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Look around the league. El Paso trailing Sacramento now 9-2. 7 unanswered from Sacramento. That's in the top of the 8th. OKC leading by 5 over Vegas. That's in Vegas. We got a ground ball base hit into right field. One comes home to score. Here's Hernandez. A couple are plated. 5-1. Two RBI single. Mike Ford. It brings up Jake Schreiner as the Aces try to limit the damage here. Runners at the corners, two outs. Briseno got the ground ball he needed, just in the wrong spot. Here's the pitch. Up and in on a fastball at 94 to Schreiner, who reached on a walk in the second, struck out swinging in the third. This Tacoma team can hit. One of the best offenses in all of the PCL so far. Off speed, up and in. Fans not happy about that, but that's a breaking ball that just got away from Briseno. And here's Matsuda pausing the game and wiping off the plate. And now Schreiner steps in, back of the box for the righty. Open stance, his front foot lifting up a bit. Waving the bat behind his right ear, the pitch. Target inside, check swing on a fastball. Blows by 95. 2-1. The pitch. Called strike, knee high, 2-2. Reno trying to get out of the fourth. It's been the big innings that have hurt him this series. A couple of six-run innings in the first two games of the series, and a four-run fourth here in game two of a doubleheader. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball, down and away, and Schreiner is retired. We're through four, 5-1 the score. The Rainiers get four in the fourth. Top of the fifth we go. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Saladworks and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Saladworks and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno.
Top of the fifth we go. Aces due up, down four here from Cheney Stadium. Thanks for joining us. From Tacoma, Washington, Kevin DiDomenico with you, taking you the distance for the back end of today's doubleheader. We'll go seven as we start the fifth. The first pitch from McGee is in there. Called strike knee-high to Ali Sanchez. It'll be 6-7-8. Sanchez, Alexander, Marolio, who are all 0-for-1. Sanchez grounded out his last time. The pitch lofted into right. Coming in is Solak, makes the catch. Trotting toward the line. Here's Blaze Alexander. Blaze struck out his last time swinging, had two doubles in game one. Waits, and the first pitch. Off speed, inside, ball one. Good take from Blaze Alexander. Boy, we've seen him be so disciplined at the plate, and a guy who quietly has six hits on the year and is hitting .429. Another off-speed taken for ball two. And he's another one of these guys that you got to look out for offensively. You never know whose night it's going to be. And again, offensively, Aces haven't been terrible this series. As he dribbles one to shortstop. Coming in is McCoy. Throws not in time as he fumbled with it. On the transfer, it's going to be an E6. Well, I think that could have gone either way. Alexander has some speed. I'll take a look here at the monitor. A slow roller, tough play. And McCoy just bobbled it and wasn't able to recover in time. So, a big break. One on, one out for the Aces. See what they can do with it here in the fifth. Here's Dominic Morolio. 0-for-1 today. The pitch is an off-speed breaking ball for a called strike. Ready for the 0-1. Pick over to first. Justin Martinez warming in the bullpen for the Aces. The number 21 ranked prospect by MLB Pipeline in Arizona's system. Went through four levels of the D-back system last year. As that one's ripped out to left. Base hit. It gets down first and second with one out. Morolio checks in with his second of the season. And it's first and second, one out for the Aces, who aren't going quietly into the night here. Top of the fifth, two on, one out. Morolio, another one of those guys who participated in the WBC for Team Italy. Played a lot of the season with Reno last year, 63 games, hitting .257. He's a guy who played out here on the West Coast, University of San Francisco. The pitch, a fastball inside to Jake Hager in the nine hole. Flew out to left his first time in a big spot now. A chance to played a couple of runs. Crawl back into this one. Still nine outs to go. Eight outs to go for the Aces. Easton McGee set. Pitch number 59. Swung on. And popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Going to be a tough play. Coming over is Ford, and he cannot make the catch, leaning into the Aces dugout. Right there, had a chance. Looked like it ricocheted off his glove. Hager waits, wide stance, the bat high above his back right shoulder. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Takes a strike up and outside. Hager doesn't like the call. Gives a look back to Matsuda. And, wow. 14 seconds on the pitch clock. Has to get right back in there. One ball, two strikes. McGee set. A long look with 2 seconds, now one, he fires. Swinging a slow roller, first base side, foul. And Ford was willing to get to it, got to it in time, but in foul ground. Talked with Jake Hager for our Aces Loaded podcast, episode 2, that's coming out on Monday. Don't want to ruin anything for you guys, but really good conversation. How about this? He had and it took me a while to understand this, he had a basketball court in his foyer. In his, like, when you walk in to his house growing up. It's like the dream for any middle school kid. You got to think, right? Here comes the 1-2. Hager swings and fouls it back to the screen. Because you've heard of basketball courts in people's houses. It's usually maybe in the basement or an inside-outside setup. But they built a basketball court in the foyer like it was their living room. And I thought that was just the coolest thing. His brother played college ball in the Big South Conference. Here comes the 1-2. Off speed, low and away, 2-2. at Longwood. Hager, the PCL Championship Game MVP, hit that three-run homer. We talked about how much a special moment that was, that three-run homer at home in the PCL Championship. Time called and a pitch clock violation. Well, McGee was flirting with it, delivering at 1 or 2 seconds a couple of times, and he finally is called. So it's now 3 balls, 2 strikes, first and second. Got to come to him now. Nowhere to go. Target outside. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, pull side, backhanded by McCoy at shortstop. Throw to second for one. Throw to first. It's in time. A double play for the Rainiers. They escape. And boy, that's happened quite a bit to the Aces this series. Bottom of the fifth we go. 5-1, Rainiers lead it. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Justin Martinez, the new pitcher in for the Aces. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-1, Rainiers lead it. Jacob Nottingham is the hitter. It'll be Nottingham, McCoy, Caballero for the fifth as Martinez fires in a fastball for strike one. The pitch, swing and a miss, changeup down and in. Martinez, a couple of appearances so far in his young Reno Aces season, has struggled in both. Pitch, slow chopper foul up the third base side. Just got one out on the opening afternoon game against Las Vegas, gave up 4 earned runs, 1 big fly, gave up another home run against Vegas on April 2nd in his one inning of work. Swinging a foul tip off the mask of Ali Sanchez. And good move by Takahito Matsuda to take a walk, get Justin Martinez a new baseball. Yeah, that got him right off the mask. Sanchez looks to be all right, but even with the helmet, that hits you hard. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Jacob Nottingham. 5-1 game, bottom of the fifth. Rainiers looking for more insurance. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him on a pitch down and in. And Nottingham is retired. It brings up Mason McCoy. Well, Justin Martinez, 21 years of age, had Tommy John in 2021. The first pitch is swung on and missed off-speed. And a great one from Martinez. Highly touted guy, right? 21st ranked prospect by MLB Pipeline. A 70 grade fastball. There's that wipeout slider that he offers. And it's swung on and missed by McCoy. Nothing in two. And time called by McCoy. And came up through the organization so fast last year. Four different levels. You've seen this with some guys who are obviously still adjusting, but he has show-stopping stuff as he gets McCoy on three pitches, and he strikes out. Back-to-back Ks for Justin Martinez. Brings up Jose Caballero. This is a guy who's still trying to hone his skills as a pitcher. He delivers the first pitch at 99 miles an hour. Just so much pure arm talent. Hasn't been pitching all his life at all. He grew up playing outfield in the Dominican Republic as a kid. Was signed as a pitcher just based on pure arm talent. Front door slider inside a called strike. This is a guy with no doubt big league stuff, 21 years of age, and still trying to be worked into a pitcher. Gets Caballero swinging. His stuff nasty right now. Went back to that wipeout slider. And the fastball up around 100. Caballero calls time. We've seen Caballero call time, McCoy call time to just stop the flow that Martinez is in. But he looks unstoppable right now. He gave up a couple of home runs and inflated his ERA this year. But someone to watch out of the bullpen for Reno this year. The 1-2. Off-speed up and away. It's taken for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high chopper. Right side, ranging over to his left is Kennedy. He gloves it and throws onto first in time for out number three. Well, there's a pro. Justin Martinez looked fantastic in three outs of relief in the fifth. We head to the sixth, 5-1. Aces are running out of outs. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? And if you want to win Aces prizes, play trivia, participate in surveys and more, visit renoaces.com and click win prizes and more in the site navigation to get started. 1-2-3 for the Aces, and the first pitch is an off-speed at the knees, a called strike to Dominic Fletcher. 0-2 today, a ground out and a strikeout looking back in the third. Comes up here in the sixth, trying to jumpstart this offense, just one run. Outside corner, another breaking ball, maybe below the knees. Nice frame there from O'Keefe, a called strike. No balls, two strikes. Fletcher waits in. The kick and the pitch. Swinging a chopper, pull side, backhanded by Ford at first. Throws to the covering McGee, who taps the bag and makes the play, one out. And here's Buddy Kennedy. Reached all the way back in the first on a walk. And came around to score the lone run for the Aces. Time called by Matsuda. And now resumed. Caballero was all the way over toward the wall. Looked like dealing with something. And here's the first pitch to Buddy Kennedy. It is a breaking ball in the dirt. Nice take by Kennedy, who threw the hands and pulled back. McGee now ready, working from the line. Straight up defense for Tacoma. The pitch is swung on, rolled over. Ground ball pulls side. Over to Caballero at third. He throws in time for the second out. Chilly one today. We were able to, it looks like, get the doubleheader in. So games 3 and 4, game 5. First pitch coming at 6:05. Tomorrow, first pitch to Phillip Evans is ball one low. Strikeout swinging in the first, fly out to center in the fourth. Maybe some more rain coming, looking like it's going to be coming on Sunday, so should get Saturday's game in. Off-speed pitch. Front door inside, 2-0. Open stance for Evans. Here's the pitch. A fastball, 91 in her half, called strike. So should get tomorrow in. Sunday looks a little dicey. But once we return to Reno, perfect weather every single day. The pitch. A fastball low, clips the low part of the zone. It's 2-2. Now, I don't know that, but you got to. Wishful thinking, right? Hopefully, I at least and the whole squad returns to nicer weather in Reno as we host Sacramento. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth inning for Phillip Evans. The pitch. Off the inside part of the bat. Fouls it opposite way up the first baseline. Evans hitting .421 on the season. Some of these averages so inflated from that opening weekend where the Aces scored 28 runs in their first two games. Grounds one over to the third baseman, Caballero, who backhands and throws across the diamond in time for the third out. Bottom of the sixth we go. Aces have three outs remaining. They trail it 5-1. Rainiers do up. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Cheney Stadium. Justin Martinez remains on the mound for the Aces in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Solak will lead it off for the Rainiers. It'll be 9-1-2. Solak, Hernandez, Deloach. 5-1, Rainiers lead. 1 in the third, 4 in the fourth, and Aces try to hold it at 4. The pitch, 99 inside, swung on and missed. Martinez picks up where he left off. Jeez. The fastball with zip, the slider with zip. Gives a stretch of the arms, now set. Winds and fires. Fastball, outside edge, 97. And it misses ball number 1. Solak, pop out, ground out. 2-0. An RBI back in the fourth. When he grounded out with the bases loaded to the shortstop, Hager. Martinez set the pitch. We're going to ground ball hit hard to the shortstop, Hager. Throw to first in time for the first out. All right, we've got some defensive changes for you on the Reno side. Pavin Smith moved to first from right field. Here's the first pitch, a fastball down and away at 98. And that is all we got for you right now. I'll get you any other changes here in a moment. One ball, no strikes to Cesar Hernandez. Top of the lineup we go. He's been aboard twice, doubled in the third. The pitch, fastball 99, low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, we're getting weather this weekend up in Tacoma, Washington, and Augusta's getting weather down in Georgia for the Masters. See how they handle that. 2-0 broken back ground ball at the third baseline, foul. Went into a weather delay today. And actually saw a tree fall on the course. Luckily, no one got hurt. That was right after they came back from a weather delay. And again, luckily no one was injured, but that's a scary moment right there. And we've seen more arguing here from Matsuda. This is Mark Reed getting into it on the Aces bench. Matsuda's had his work cut out for him, and him going at it with Aces coaches. Off the inside part of the bat, 99, a fastball swung on and hit foul, third base side. Into the seats, two balls, two strikes. Hernandez waits, righty-lefty. Target inside. The pitch. Off-speed, up and away. Goes back to that slider. Three balls, two strikes. I mean, no one really caught up to his fastball yet. I mean, we've seen some of these Vegas hitters catch up to it. But so far, there's 101 on the outside corner, and it just misses. Hernandez gets away with a walk. And that was a good battle right there between the vet big leaguer and the 21-year-old Justin Hernandez, or excuse me, Justin Martinez with a ton of stuff. Here's Zach Deloach. RBI single in the third. And it'll actually be Colin Moran hitting for Zach Deloach. Bottom of the sixth, 5-1 the score. Rainiers lead. Martinez set at the letters. Kicks and fires. Slider breaks in a called strike. It's nothing and one. Tomorrow's starter for Reno will be Brandon Fott. Comes in with a 12.27 ERA. Diamondbacks pitcher of the year last year. As 100 is fouled to the screen. MLB's number 59 prospect. Plus fastball. 60 grade, 55 grade control. Dominant back in 2022. You all know across AA and AAA. A fastball outside. It misses 1-2. The first minor league pitcher to collect 200 strikeouts since 2011. Had 218. 1-2. Slider down and away. Fond memories of the PCL championship for him, too. The winning pitcher for the Aces in the 2022 PCL championship game versus El Paso. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Moran lunging at a slider out, and it fouled back to the screen. That's a great pitch. And when you can come back with 100 on the outer half that won't move like that slider, what does he come back with here? The pitch. 98, low and away. Fought also a great golfer. A lot of his pitchers are. A lot of this team is. Heck, a lot of baseball players in general are. And what they really are competitors. And here's Matsuda, stands in front of the plate. Now, time called by Colin Moran. They have to reset the pitch clock. Austin Bryce getting warm in the Reno pen. Three balls, two strikes. Runner on first, 5-1 the score, bottom of the sixth. Runner going, check swing, strike three, throw down, strike him out, throw him out. Aces coming up to hit here in the seventh.
Cut ceiling 2-6, double play.
A double play for the Aces, and they get a few today. Possibly not enough. Top seven we go, 5-1, Rainiers lead it. Stick around, last ups for the Aces from Cheney Field. J.B. Bukauskas will be the pitcher for the Tacoma Rainiers in a non-save situation. Paven Smith will come up. It'll be 4-5-6 for the Aces in a 5-1 game. And what do we have here? Time called. Time called. It looks like Jose Navas pointing toward the Aces dugout. And they need a first base coach. That was the issue. And they've got one. So, I don't know who that is who ran out there, but nonetheless have one. Down four, top of the seventh. First pitch to Pavin Smith is laced out to left center field, a base hit. That gets into the gap. He's taking second, and it's a stand-up double for Pavin Smith to lead off the seventh. Maybe wakes up the Reno bats a bit. That is hit number four on the game. Pavin Smith with a couple of hits today. In game two, bouncing back from an 0-for-12 start. Here this series. Here's Diego Castillo. Singled in his first time up. And Bukauskas, a slider at 82, is in there, called strike. Set, looks at Pavin Smith. Kicks and deals. Off the inside part of the bat, hit foul, first base side. So Moran now into the game at second. Hernandez into center. The pitch is a slider outside. 1-2. Great take from Diego Castillo. 5-1, top of the seventh. Rainiers lead it. Trying to hand the Aces their fifth consecutive loss. 1-2. A slider outside. Pavin Smith will dash toward third. And now a runner on third with nobody out. Again, the Rainiers, you got to think, don't care as much about Smith coming all the way around. They'll trade outs any day of the week. Two balls, two strikes. Bukauskas set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Castillo is down on strikes. One out. And here's Ali Sanchez, 0-for-2 today. Ground out, line out. Lined out to center his last time up. And the first pitch goes back to the sliders in there for a called strike taken by Sanchez. Again, this is the first doubleheader played between these two teams. Looks like it's going in the favor of Tacoma. Pitch, ground ball, pole side, gloved on two hops by McCoy, the shortstop. It'll play to run, and there's two outs, nobody on. It's 5-2. Aces get one back here in the seventh. So Blaze Alexander will try to get something going. Strikeout in the second, reached on an error in the fifth. Aces in action again tomorrow night. 6:05, first pitch. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul back to the screen. He is met with 91 from Bukauskas. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock. As the Aces try to salvage at least one when, of course, on Sunday, a chance for a rainout. The 0-1 pitch. It's in there, a called strike, front door slider, and the Aces down to their final strike. Approaching 9:45 Pacific. Aces stare down the barrel of five straight losses. Target outside. Here's the pitch. Got him swinging. And the Aces have lost five straight. They're swept in the doubleheader. They've lost every game this series. And in two-hour, seven-inning games, the Aces fall. Game one, they fall in a walk-off three-run homer from Zach DeLoach. And in game two, the offense goes quiet. Blake Walston is hung with his first loss. in what was a solid start that had a couple of hiccups toward the tail end. The Aces scored two runs on four hits. And Tacoma, five runs on six hits. Reno gets no multi-hit performances. With the exception of Pavin Smith, he had the double in the seventh. But they fall. Again, the offense falls stagnant in the back end of the doubleheader. The Rainiers' five runs was enough as we look at some of the final totals here. Aces just 1-for-2 in runner, with runners in scoring position. Just didn't get in that situation as much. Tacoma, 3-for-10, leaving six men on base. They get a heck of an outing from Easton McGee, who goes a complete six innings, three hits, just giving up one run, and striking out three in his span. Again, Walston hung with the loss. He's 0-1 now in three innings, gave up five hits, four runs, three strikeouts, and four walks. Walks have hurt the Aces here this series as they dropped the four straight in the series, the fifth straight this season. We'll be back on the air at 6 p.m. tomorrow as the Aces look for the first win of the series. Thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, your final score, Tacoma 5 and Reno 2 from Cheney Stadium.